Hello again, and welcome to another edition of the Dakota Cast podcast brought to you by South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Nate Weck, and thanks for joining me, everyone. This week, we're going to talk to the South Dakota State University Jackrabbit senior guard, DeAndre Parks. DeAndre Parks is from Flint, Michigan. There is a water contamination issue that is occurring in that community as we speak, and I want to get his thoughts on it. I want to hear how it's affected his life. I want to hear a little bit more firsthand as to what exactly is going on in Flint and see if DeAndre Parks will share some of that information with us. I'm also going to talk about his time at SDSU. He's been a very vital part of the team the last couple of years, ever since transferring to there, and I want to get his thoughts on how the experience has been. So joining me at this time is DeAndre Parks with the SDSU men's basketball team. DeAndre, how you doing today, man?
I'm doing well.
Hey, what did you think of the Super Bowl that occurred this past weekend? I'm sure you watched it.
Yeah, I'm kind of upset with the Panthers. I thought it was going to be a way better game than what it was.
Still a pretty good season, though, for Cam Newton, huh?
Yeah, it was real good season.
Well, and if you know with the Panthers, I guess you're going to probably be good again next year, and they can continue to build. Maybe it'll be beneficial moving forward.
Yeah, I would say so. It just sucks, having a great year like that and then not capitalizing in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, are you naturally a Panthers fan, or were you just kind of keeping an eye on them this year?
I got a few teammates who are Broncos fans, and I went against them.
Yeah, now you got to listen to them. Well, DeAndre, I do want to talk a little bit about the South Dakota State men's basketball season here. You guys are on a five-game win streak. You had an 80-58 win over IUPUI this weekend up at Frost Arena. Just talk a little bit about what this year's team is like. I'm assuming it's fun to be around the guys because you guys are winning. You're doing well. Just talk a little bit about the Jackrabbit men for this year.
I would say this group of guys, everybody on the team gets along. And, our Coach Nagy makes sure that, our seniors make sure that the guys sometimes get together. Like yesterday, we had a Super Bowl get together. And I just say, we click more and we understand each other more, and that starts with off the court. And, we look out for one another, and it just builds a strong bond. And, a bond like that, and you bring it onto the court, things are going to click and things are going to work. And it's been working for us. And, Coach Nagy's been in practice making sure he puts the emphasis on, being tough. So we do tough drills. And, we stick up for each other in those drills. We make each other better, by being tougher and making each other tougher. And so I would say that's why we, in the position that we are in.
You mentioned Coach Nagy. What's it like to play for him?
Coach Nagy's a great guy. I mean, he doesn't smile a lot, everybody says, but he's a great guy. He's a great individual. And to me, he's a great mentor. I mean, he's talked me through so much through these 2 years and the things I've been through while being here. And, I appreciate him and I love him and he knows I love him. And he's a great coach. I mean, he lets you play and all he wants you to do, play hard on the defensive end and play hard on the offensive end.
Well, he got his 400th win against the University of South Dakota. You guys were down there, and you pulled out the win on the road, the last game that SDSU will ever have to play at the Dakota Dome. What does that mean to be a part of that team that was able to get that 400th win for Coach Nagy?
I think it's special for all of us and really special for Coach Nagy. It's against a rival that we have with USD, and it felt great going in there winning, knowing that's the last time, our program will play in that dome. We got the last W in that dome, and it will be remembered. And of course, it'll be remembered because it was Coach Nagy's 400th win, and it felt good going there and getting it for him. And I'm pretty sure all the guys will say the same thing.
Is it kind of weird playing at the Dakota Dome for a basketball game? Does it feel like the crowd is really spread out? I've always kind of been anxious to know what that's like as a player playing there. Is it still loud, or is it a little bit different than other arenas?
It gets pretty loud. The crowd is really far from the court. I mean, it's a couple seats on the court, and then it's some behind the benches. But the upper level, it's real far. But it gets pretty loud. It got pretty loud when USD was up. USD was in the game when we were down there. It got pretty loud. They made a couple shots. And yeah, it can get pretty loud, but it's not really weird. I just get shocked how loud it gets when, you know, nobody's really that close to the floor.
Right. Well, and, you know, rivalry game, you know, fans are going to obviously come out and they're going to want to be loud and proud. But I bet for you guys to get the win against the rivals probably had to feel really good.
Yeah, it felt really good. The student section, they was after us. They're right next to the bench. So you can hear every word they're saying, you know, guys are on the bench. Our senior leaders on the bench made sure, you know, the younger guys stay focused and didn't listen to what they were saying. And it's just some things they say that make you want to say something, but you know you can't get out of character and, you know, keep a professional on the bench. You know, just ignore them, and that's what we did.
Well, now you guys obviously have a really good following as well up in Brookings. Talk about the fan base that South Dakota State has, and it's not just either for men's basketball, you know, the women's basketball program, the football program. What makes South Dakota State unique and exciting as far as fan support?
Our fans are everything. I mean, they come out and pack the arena, even if it's a, you know, if we play in a D2 school, the arena, the Frost Arena is still packed. They just know, like, what we're capable of, and they see, you know, how good we are. And I believe even if we didn't have a great year, our fans will still be behind us because they love us. And Frost Arena is just, I mean, I think we honestly have the best fans in the Summer League. They come out every night and show us a lot of love, and we try to show them love by, you know, getting a W that night. And it's been working for us, and our fans are what keep us going.
Well, and, you know, and you see, you know, you talked about the fan support that South Dakota State has, and obviously, you know, they've been showing great support over the years, ever since this school transitioned and went to D1. With the Summit League, you know, it's amazing for me to see with the Summit League tournament itself how many of those seats sell out and how quickly they do. You know, are you guys already getting excited for that Summit League tournament, or is it too far in the distance yet where you're already just kind of looking at each game as individuals?
I mean, you know, we talk about it, but I think we're more – focus on getting the number one seed and winning the Summer League. So, I mean, we can see the light at the end of the tunnel, but, you know, we're taking it one game at a time. We're not underestimating anybody.
You guys got Omaha coming up this week. Talk about that team a little bit.
You know, Omaha is one of the best defensive teams in the country as far as, you know, steals and, you know, turning guys up. We just got to take care of that. We just got to, you know, be ready for the pressure. And I think we did a pretty good job with it at Frost. And if we could do the same thing, I mean, I'm pretty sure we can come out with another W. We just need to take care of the ball and keep those guys off the free throw line.
Well, DeAndre, we certainly want to wish you the best of luck moving forward with the basketball side of things. I do want to transition, if I could, into Flint, Michigan, because that's where you're from. That's your hometown. DeAndre, how many family members do you currently have that live in Flint, Michigan?
Just my mom, my brother, and my sisters, and... So I would say seven relatives there.
Obviously, there's an issue going on right now in Flint with water contamination, that type of thing. What kind of challenges, I guess, have you seen from where you're sitting? What kind of things have you talked with your family regarding that? And is it really challenging for you as well to try to be there for support?
Yes, it's challenging. My mom, you know, she's going through it, you know, struggling as a parent, you know, to try to find places for them to shower and you know, little things like that. And I currently received some bad news about my two little brothers who was tested positive for lead poisoning.
Oh, wow.
One of them's 10 and the other one's 3. The lead poisoning has my 10-year-old brother having seizures and my 3-year-old brother, he can't talk. So it's some, you know, it's happening with the brain from the lead water. And so, I mean, my family is going through a lot right now. And, you know, whoever's listening to this, I just, you know, all I'm asking for you guys to do is not a prayer for my family and, you know, Flint, Michigan, what it's going through with the water crisis. I mean, it's a tragedy. I mean, people have died from the water situation. You know, I want to say thanks to the celebrities who have came to the city, you know, brought water, you know, tried to talk to families and, you know, put a smile on their face when, you know, the whole city's going through a crisis. And, you know, Coach Nagy tries to help me get through a lot, you know, knowing the fact of what my family's going through. And that's another reason why I highly appreciate him, because he, you know, he don't have to do those things. He could be one of those coaches who just want to win. But he's actually there for me and helps me through the situation. You know, talk to my mom, he calls her, make sure she's okay, ask her how her day was. And, I mean, nobody in the world should have to go through, you know, not being able to have water. You know, some of the people there can't shower. They shower once a week, can't drink the water. You know, how do you, you know, plan on doing the dishes? I mean, we all use water every day. And, you know, people back at home can't use it. They have to use bottled water.
It sounds like, too, here, DeAndre, that people of SDSU and your SDSU family have been really supportive as well. Even though maybe you can't be there with your family, you've got your family up in Brookings that you can be with. You mentioned Coach Nagy. So that's pretty nice that you have support kind of on all ends with that as well.
Yeah, even like, you know, our fans come up to me and they tell me, you know, sorry to hear about what's going on back at home. You know, everybody here tries to comfort me. They don't baby me, but they comfort me and make sure, you know, I'm doing well. And I also have my 14-year-old brother here with me, who I'm, you know, helping turn his life around from being in Flint. And, you know, he thanks me and he's, you know, he tells me he's lucky he's not at home going through the water situation with the rest of our relatives. And, you know, it's hard, but, you know, God always have a plan. And if his plan is for my mom to move out of the Flint, Michigan, because it is, it'd be the best thing for her.
Well, I do want to just ask you here before you go to, as being a Jackrabbit, as going to South Dakota State University, do you feel like you've grown as a person since being there? And do you feel that South Dakota State has helped you grow?
Yes, of course, of course. They have this city, Brookings and South Dakota State has molded me into, like, you know, being a better person. You know, coming here, you know, even at my junior college, it was hard for me to trust people because of where I was from. You know, I didn't trust anybody, but coming here, you know, everybody's nice to everybody. Everybody knows everybody and you can count on everybody. It's not like you talk to this person, you'll be disappointed. It's a lot of love in the city of Brookings and at this school of South Dakota State. And, you know, once I got here, I mean, everybody had their arms open, you know, as like, you know, come give me a hug. I'm going to protect you. I'm going to make sure you're okay. And ever since I've been here, I mean, I've been a changed person. I'm understanding, you know, what the word trust means a lot being here. I'm just glad I picked this, you know, this program.
Do you have a favorite memory thus far of being playing for the Jackrabbit men's team?
I would say when my uncle passed, you know, Coach Nagy brought the team together. And he said a prayer for me and, you know, he broke out in tears. And it's something that, you're not really used to seeing your coach do, but that just shows the love you have for me and the love you have for, you know, our other guys. Because he shares the same feelings as us. And that was like a big moment for me. And it woke me up, you know, basically saying like, yeah, this guy, this coach, Coach Nagy, he loves you and he wants the best for you. And that was a big moment for me to see him, you know, come out like that and comfort me and the guys.
Well, DeAndre, one more question here before you go. Watching the Super Bowl yesterday, did you have a favorite commercial that was played? I know a lot of people are talking about some of the commercials today. Some saying that maybe they weren't as good as previous years. Do you have a favorite one?
I didn't have really a favorite one. In the past, they have been better. I think they're just messing around with them now, trying to make them funny. But my favorite commercial of all time was the Super Bowl commercial with the little boy with the Doritos. I guess the guy was taking his mom on a date. You know, he came in and sat down, touched his Doritos, and smacked him and said, keep your hands off my mama and my Doritos. So that'd probably be my best Super Bowl commercial of all time.
Well, DeAndre, thank you so much for taking some time. We wish you the very best. Sending thoughts and prayers your way, all right, my man?
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, have a good one and good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you.
That was DeAndre Parks of the SDSU men's basketball team. And again, a very real-life situation going on right now in DeAndre Parks' life, talking about Flint, Michigan, and the issues that they're having right now with water contamination. It's very alarming, and it's a situation that I know myself, I can't quite wrap my head around. I've never had to go without having running water. And to know that there's people in the United States that have that issue is very, very alarming. And again, sending prayers and thoughts in the way of DeAndre Parks and his family and to all of the people of Flint, Michigan. If you want to hear more DakotaCast podcasts, you can visit us on iTunes, search for the podcast DakotaCast, and you can listen to all the different conversations that we've had leading up to this point, and if you subscribe, you'll be able to hear our conversations with individuals around the state moving forward as well, as we got state gymnastics coming up this weekend. We've got the state wrestling championships that are on the horizon, as well as both girls and boys state basketball will have representatives from those designated areas that will be talking to us along the way. If you want to follow me on Twitter, my handle is @Nate_WEC, SDPB. You can follow our sports department on Twitter as well. Our handle for that is @SDPB Sports. And you can like SDPB Sports on Facebook as well. Give us a like and you'll never miss a beat of what's going on around South Dakota. Again, this has been the DakotaCast podcast. I'm Nate Weck with South Dakota Public Broadcasting. Have a great day, everyone.